Welcome. You're listening to the Fly Fishing Journeys podcast, live from the Fly Fishing Show in Denver, Colorado. Fly Fishing Journeys is proud to be broadcasting live from the event and having great conversations with many of the finest fly fishing and fly tying experts in the world. You can find these podcasts posted to our website, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and Facebook. To stay up to date with these and other Fly Fishing Journeys adventures, please be sure to follow and subscribe. Here's your host, Rob Giannino.
In this episode of the Fly Fishing Journeys podcast, you will see the heart of the American entrepreneurial spirit in full force. From the TV show Deadliest Jobs to Ice Road Truckers to a highly successful line of women's apparel and fly fishing products, Linda Leary is all about passion in everything she does. Based in Anchorage, Alaska, she realized after she sold her trucking company, so much of what she had learned in years of business would apply to her love of fly fishing, and the Fishyware was born. We caught up at the Fly Fishing Show in Denver and learned about how she transitioned from a trucking company and a reality TV series to a leader in women's fly fishing apparel and technical products. Speaking of the shows, you can find all the details about the 7-show season at flyfishingshow.com. I had a blast with Team Norweiss at the tying symposium last weekend. All the people who stopped by the podcast booth either had a Norweiss and loved it, wanted one, or were just fascinated by the quality craftsmanship. You can find out about this leading rotary vise at nor-vise.com. Now let's get to the pod.
We're back live, and we are so excited to have Linda Leary. She's the founder of Fishyware, and it's an incredible women's clothing line and pack line and all kinds of products designed for women with great looks and great designs. And Linda, thank you for being on our podcast.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So excited to have you
here.
Yeah, and we're just excited to hear about everything that's going on with Fishyware, because you guys are kind of all the rage now with all the ladies.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I'm seeing your products and your packs, and you've got this cool pack on, and I'm seeing them on Instagram, and I'm seeing them on Facebook, and your ladies seem so proud of the products that they wear.
Well, you know, we're just really excited because the gals that are part of our community are just, they're pretty passionate about fishing. And, you know, we really started out just trying to design items for women that they would want to wear to go from the river to the grocery store.
Sure.
And it has a lot of applications, whether it's fishing or skiing or any outdoor activity. And
to the beach.
Yeah, totally. It's SPF 50 for the leggings.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's a good wet wading.
Nice.
Yeah, which means I have to go out and experiment, you know, in warm weather. And
no, yeah.
And find places to fish.
Yes. That's what I tell my wife, too.
Yeah. It's all research.
Research and development.
That's right.
We have to talk about the location of Fishyware, because you guys are based in a really cool spot. Why don't you tell our listeners where Fishyware is located?
Okay. So we're based in Anchorage, Alaska. There are a lot of passionate fishermen in Alaska, both fly and in gear cast. And started there because of my passion for fishing myself, which I grew up in Maine originally and then moved to Alaska right out of college. Spent a lot of years entertaining clients because I was in the trucking industry and taking them out fishing. And so I get pretty practiced at fishing.
Nice backyard.
Yeah. We have a beautiful backyard.
Well, I want to talk more about your backyard, but you mentioned two awesome things there that I have to dive into. One, you are a New Englander.
Yes.
So
there's a connection there.
Yes, there's definitely a connection. Also on the history, you mentioned the trucking, and you had mentioned you come out of the trucking industry. Can you tell our listeners a bit about your program? You actually on Discovery?
Yeah, Ice Road Truckers.
Ice Road Truckers.
Yes.
Was that the original or was that the second?
So we were on Ice Road Truckers for about 4 years. Originally it started in Canada.
Your company?
Our company.
Yeah.
So it was myself and a couple other guys owned a company called Carlisle Trekking in Alaska. But we had 10 facilities throughout Lower 48. We were in Houston, Seattle, Minneapolis, and then in Canada in Edmonton, and then throughout Alaska. So Ice Road Truckers had reached out, or the History Channel had, based on an original show that we did called Deadliest Jobs.
Deadliest Jobs,
or
right.
Something like that.
Yeah, 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 I
Anyhow,
remember.
They had the state troopers and us and the Coast Guard, and so they did spinoffs of that, and that's how they created Ice Road Truckers. And they were after us for a couple of years to participate, and we kept turning it down because we were worried about the safety issue
yeah.
with our clients, because we do a lot of work with oil and gas.
Right.
We finally did it. We had editing rights, so we'd spend evenings editing all the film. And
right.
our employees became movie stars, and
I mean, I watched. Really fun. Yeah, I watched several episodes, and I mean, there's no question that is a dangerous job.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then we really were responsible for showing the trucking industry for the whole U.S. So,
wow.
You know, we were part of the American Trucking Association, so we had a lot of responsibility to make sure we did it right.
How does the trucking across ice work?
Most of our trucking is on roads that are
okay.
Just icy. You know, like the Hall Road is 500 miles of gravel, and it's but it's ice, covered with ice.
18-wheelers?
So. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long did you do that? How long were you in that?
30 years.
You were in 30 years.
Yeah.
Wow. All in Alaska, and then moving.
Alaska, and then I was in Seattle for about 8 years.
Okay.
That's part of that, too. So, yeah, it's a fun industry.
You decided you wanted to move on from ice trucking.
Yeah, so we sold our company in 2015. You know, what a great opportunity. I was still young, and my partners were ready to retire.
Yep.
But I wasn't, so I thought, you know, I've been entrepreneurial for that long,
right.
Working with these guys, so why not try and start something up? And I would be out fishing with clients, and we had a lot of female clients going with us and female guides, and we'd talk about the lack of clothing for women.
Yeah.
I mean, even guys want fun clothes to wear, too.
Right.
But a lot of it's, you know, very basic tans and browns and greens.
Yeah.
And so we'd stand on the side of the river. I can remember out with a friend of mine out at the falls out in western Alaska in Katmai Park, and we'd be talking about wading belts that you could have that would be fun, or, you know, anything with a pattern. So we just started kind of coming up with concepts, and yeah, it was really fun. And then so when I sold our company, then I had some freedom. I took about 8 months to launch the company, and having practiced building a company like we did with Carlisle, I kind of knew the basic mechanics of getting it started
and
ramping up. But I knew nothing about retail and nothing about manufacturing. So I got my Manufacturing 101 book.
Yes.
And then I just talked to a lot of friends. Like there's a guy who owns Cryptic Clothing,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Butch. He's originally from Fairbanks. And
okay.
We were both kind of in the trucking industry at the same time. So between him and just a bunch of other people that really were helpful.
Yeah.
You know, you can ask questions, and I love to learn, so.
And Fishywear was born.
Yeah, and that was born. So within 8 months, we were up and running. And then I've also do some consulting work on the side as well.
Okay.
But so I love that part of it.
That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. So that was about 2-3 years ago now.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
3 years ago,
yeah,
okay.
Roughly, yeah.
And how long have you been doing, like, the shows, like Denver?
This is our third year.
Third year in Denver.
Yeah.
You like the show?
Yeah, we love it. This has been a great show. And then we also are we'll be doing New Jersey and Atlanta for the first time this year.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We got to expand the brand.
Absolutely.
Because all those Southern girls need some fishing wear.
Well, and we came out with a redfish design this year.
Oh, cool.
Because, you know, a little ode to our friends in the South. We have a lot of friends in Louisiana and Houston from the oil and gas side. So they all love to fish.
Yep.
And we're coming out with some other saltwater designs later in the year. So.
Speaking of designs, and you know, through a podcast, it's hard to explain how awesome these colors look and these patterns. So we'll do some blogging and we'll do some pictures. And
cool.
If you go to flyfishingjourneys.com, the actual podcast page, we can post a bunch of photos of this product too. So the listeners can actually check in and see how cool these leggings are. And then you have the packs and you call them the tubes. Neckwear.
Yep.
Why don't you go over the product line and let our listeners know exactly what products you offer.
Sure. So we started out, we have leggings that are SPF 50. They're an Italian fabric, and they are just wonderful. They make you feel great. They're also technical, so they're wicking.
Okay.
So they're great for wet wading.
Yep.
Anything like that. So I've worn them, like, to the Bahamas bone fishing or Hawaii. And then the neck tubes that match them, because
gals
like things that kind of go together.
Yeah.
Right? And then we also did a Kickstarter a couple of years ago, and we did a wool line of clothing that we have, which is a wool top with skirted leggings.
Okay.
We have dry bags that match all our patterns.
Yeah, I saw those.
And fabric totes. And then this year we also added rod socks and then tools. So we have forceps and nippers and fly boxes that match.
You're just going.
And,
you're not slowing down.
No. We have lots to do. And then we have a softshell skirt that we have, jackets, and we're working on some tops this year. And
that's so awesome.
So we have a lot of fun.
Now, do you have names for these different patterns? Like the leggings you have on, does that have like a name?
Yes.
Like, what's a pattern name?
So every pattern is inspired by a fish. So we work with artists, and we'll give them a photo of a fish and say, you know, take it from there. And it's fun to see what they come up with.
Right.
And then, so we have, the one I have on is a redfish.
That's cool.
One of our originals were a salmon. We had an Arctic char. We have,
my
which
favorite.
Is great.
Yeah.
The grayling, which is really popular.
Yeah.
Trout, rainbow trout. And then we also have brown trout that we launched today at the show.
Congratulations.
In honor of our friends here in Denver.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So a brown trout that we did just for this show that's launching on here at the show and then online on Monday.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So you have to be at the show to really get it first.
To get it.
Yeah.
I got my first grayling this summer.
Awesome.
I've wanted to catch a grayling my whole life. Me and my son went up to the Northwest Territories.
Oh, cool.
A place called Alma Lake Lodge, and they have giant lake trout. And they also have grayling, 6 pounds.
Wow.
That's their camp record. I caught like a 3-4 pound grayling.
That's great.
It's fun. Grayling, I think, became my second favorite fish instantaneously after catching it.
Oh, they fight. They hit hard.
And they're soft.
Yeah.
And they're not gray at all.
No.
They're like multicolor. When you put them back
beautiful.
In the water, they're almost like a mahi-mahi, like
yep.
that changes colors.
Yeah.
You put that grayling back in the water, and then you just see all kinds of colors
yep.
just shine through the water.
Yeah, earlier this year, we bought another company called Women's Fly Fishing,
okay,
which was a 30-year-old company based in Alaska. So we do guided trips and classes for women on fly casting, and we did a trip to Nome for grayling last summer, and they're world-class grayling, and they were purple and
no kidding.
Yeah, teal. I mean, they're just beautiful. Big, big grayling. So, yeah, so that's another piece that we added to the company to kind of complement the clothing side.
Yeah.
So you can use the clothing and go fishing or vice versa.
I didn't know Nome was a big fishing area.
Yeah, for grayling.
For grayling.
Yeah, Arctic grayling. So you go about 80 miles outside of Nome to an area called Council. And
okay,
yeah,
cool.
Go fishing. It's fun.
Well, that is absolutely phenomenal. And you're actually working with Orvis.
Yes.
The Orvis 50-50. Can you kind of explain the 50-50?
Yeah, so the 50-50 initiative was started by Orvis to try and get more women, not only as their clients, but also just out fishing in
right.
general, fly fishing. We started working with them early on, and we've got a collaboration on a bag, and they also carry some of our leggings and neck tubes that match.
Oh, cool.
And they've been a fabulous partner.
Yeah.
And just wonderful people to work with. And, yeah, they're really, really walk the talk, and
yeah.
we're working hard at it. And then we're working on a women's film with them that'll be coming out this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And
I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, we have a great film crew that we've been working with that did our Kickstarter that are some guys originally from Alaska as well. So
that's
they've been
awesome.
Helping us with it, yeah.
Where, I mean, any of the locations disclosed yet, or is this all high intel stuff?
So Alaska primarily, and then there's one other secret spot. That
oh, okay.
We'll, see.
We'll have to wait and see, huh?
Yeah.
Now, in Alaska, what do you like to go fishing for? Like,
you know, I love Arctic char. I mean, those are my favorite. They're just beautiful.
The
right?
char, right.
Char
They're
is
gorgeous.
Gorgeous. They're bright orange and big. And okay. But this year, I got my first over 30-inch rainbow trout.
Wow.
Got two of them. And that was just that was a
that
huge,
must have been cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
A good fight.
Yeah, so I was spay casting on the neck. Neck.
Wow.
Got the first one on that, and then
jump.
Yeah, yeah.
That must
big.
Be something. When
they're
you
fun.
see a 30-inch rainbow trout jump, you must be like, oh.
It's fun. I mean, the grayling's fun, and then bone fishing. I mean, bone fishing.
Okay.
Fabulous. So.
No bone fishing up in Alaska.
No, no. You have to travel to do that. Alaskans like to get out. Go
yes.
somewhere warm in the winter.
Yes.
Just like Mainers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't get there from here.
No, that's right.
So one thing I forgot to ask you, too, how did the name come about? Fishuary, that's kind of a unique name. Like, what inspired the name?
So actually, my son came up with the name.
Okay.
We always come up with, like, when we're naming our leggings, it's like usually a text stream that goes around with my family and some friends, and we all come up with the name. The kids, my sons are, you know, in their 30s, so they help us name. And so he came up with the name because it could be fish. You know, the she part is highlighted. So F-I-S-H-E. So you highlight the she. We get a lot of requests for highlighting just the he so that we have guys' stuff, too. So
oh, wow.
Keep an eye out for
There's
that.
There's a lot of guys' stuff out there.
There is.
It's not like we need more, right?
That's
There's
right.
plenty of space to get
yeah,
guys' stuff.
That's right. That's right. So we had a breakfast meeting one time with a bunch of friends, and they all came over and voted on the names. So we had a
so
community
you had a community vote. Fishy Wear.
Yeah.
And Fishy Wear won.
And Fishy Wear won. And one of our, the reception was honoring Senator Murkowski, who's
yep.
from Alaska, and she was there, and so she was right in the middle of helping us vote, too. So
That's
yeah,
cool.
We're
Very community-based.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Like to collaborate.
Yeah.
It's fun.
These patterns here, you have this awesome, what is this, like a sling pack?
So this is a sling pack that we did with Orvis. And so it was a pack they had and put our art on it. And we also put this art on some of our dry bags.
Yep.
And so we have backpacks, we have totes, and then we also have a boat tote, the wedge tote that we did this year. So
kind of get matching stuff and get the color schemes going.
It's not plain black or plain blue.
Yeah. So. You know, the other thing on the logo, too, I love the actual font.
Oh, thank you.
As like a podcaster, media guy, graphic guy, internet web guy, you know, fonts are hard.
Fonts are hard, and
you guys nailed it with that font.
Thank you. We have a great logo artist in Alaska, and he did that one for us, and he's done a couple others
he's
too.
He's done a great job.
Thank you. I'll tell him.
Yeah. No, tell me about the patterns. Like, you have artists. You said you give them a photo of a fish.
Yep.
And they just go start drawing,
and they just start drawing, and then the fish that we have this year for the brown trout, that's a local artist, Sarah Landstrom. She's actually out of Michigan, I think. She did one for us, which was the brown trout design, and that's what we're featuring this weekend.
That's so cool.
And then we have an in-house artist and then some graphic designers that have done some stuff for us. So, yeah.
What is the process of taking it from the artist's work? What is that design on paper, or what is the medium?
You know, it could be a variety. It's usually all on the computer. We'll usually have a full fish design, and then we abstract it.
Okay.
And we're particular about how it looks in the layout. So I usually have the final say on the layout and how it's designed, and especially with the leggings, you want things to look nice so women feel comfortable in them. And
I want to talk about that, too, but you used the word there, abstract, because it's not just like you see a lot of brook trout or brown trout. You see brown trout.
Mm-mm.
It's not just that kind of stock brown trout look.
No.
It's then abstracted to come up with a very unique, customized, proprietary, if you will, look for fishy wear.
Yep.
And I think that's the attraction. I think that one extra step that you guys do in that graphic work gives it that unique brand.
Yeah, probably. Because it's not a repeat print.
Right. It's not a repeat print. Yeah, it's kind of designed. So when you see it, it looks like your brand rather than just a brook trout abstraction.
Right. Yeah.
So that's cool.
Print art.
Print art, yeah.
Right.
And then you see a lot of people online using your products, too. Do you have ambassadors, or do you have people out there kind of representing your product?
Yeah, we have ambassadors.
Yep.
We have influencers. We have fishy fans.
Okay.
You know, we have just people that just love to send us pictures of them wearing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're super excited to be part of it. And, you know, we try to have items that we're going to fit a lot of people's needs, whether they fish or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say a lot of people that use our stuff don't even fish. They just like to wear it for yoga or running.
Right.
A lot of guys that are triathletes that wear our product for running.
Nice.
Because it's like almost like a compression legging.
Right.
Yeah, they rock them. Or doing yoga. I have a friend of mine, and he's sent us a picture, and he's doing yoga, a handstand out on an iceberg.
Oh, he's doing a handstand on an iceberg.
Wearing our leggings.
Fishy wear.
Awesome.
That is unique. I'm going to have Kenny over here on our team. He's going to have Kenny do that down
perfect.
In the San Juan.
Awesome.
So you're introducing the brown trout today?
Yes. Yep, brown trout today.
In what product?
We have leggings and a neck tube and a fabric bag. A tote.
Okay.
Yeah.
So neck tubes. Why don't you tell us about the neck tubes? They're hugely popular.
Yeah. So we have two lightweight one, and then we have also one that's fleece lined.
Oh, cool. For
and those
are
all made in the Northwest, and so a lot of products that we have are U.S. made.
One of the things I want to talk to you about, Linda, is like why the ladies, obviously the designs, they're attracted to the product, but what make like what's that feeling that they have out in the water using a product that's more feminine?
You know, I think for years product was made like, and they just threw pink on it.
Yeah.
And it was just size and design for guys and not really where it fit well for women.
Right.
So we've designed things we feel that function. I mean, they look good, so they're fashionable, but they're also functionally technically work. So it's not just like a pretty product.
Right.
Right, but they have a technical use to them as well. They can be used for multiple sports, so it's not just for fishing.
Right.
It's a base layer or a bag, or people use it for traveling. I mean, the sling bag that I have, the Orvis bag, they use it for baby bags.
Sure.
Traveling all
that's,
over.
That's neat. Yeah.
Fun.
There's a girl who posted in our Facebook community in her profile picture. She has got a great fish, but she's using that exact sling pack.
Oh, really?
Good. Yeah, and awesome. I mentioned it to her. I said, wow, that is a really cool sling pack. And she says, yeah, it's a fishy wear. I said, wow, that, you know, it's, and she was like proud that she wasn't just using like a khaki pack, you know, or like a standard pack, that it was feminine in nature. It had good looks and it had good design, and she was proud to wear that product. So is that something that you're seeing with your users?
Yeah, and you know what's really fun is I'll get a lot of gals that'll say, thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
Right, thank you for making things for women that fit well and they're fun to wear. I mean, to me, things need to be fun.
Yeah.
And make you want to have fun when you're wearing them.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, it's too serious.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that, you know, the whole, the fly fishing industry, too, is we're trying to encourage people to get out there and fish and not be scared by it being too technically difficult.
Right.
Just try. Right? And be comfortable trying and have the confidence to go do it. So it's just like going to a business meeting. If you're in your suit and you're dressed and you're ready to go make a sales call or visit with a client, same thing with fishing, right? If you're in something that's comfortable and it makes you feel self-confident, then why wouldn't you perform better, right?
Trust your fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust your gear.
Yeah, exactly.
They say if you're going to fish that fly, trust it.
Yeah.
And you'll do better
and
with
have fun with it. If it, you know, if you're wearing something that's fun and comfortable and it fits well, you're going to be a lot more confident in the water.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
At least that's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Is it retail shops? Do you have, like, fly shops? Is it online ordering or both?
Both.
Both.
So we have wholesalers, retail shops around the U.S.
Yep.
and Alaska that carry our products. We're also online. And then we also have a brick and mortar we just opened up in October in Anchorage.
Oh, wow. That's,
we went from a showroom to actually, and it's a warehouse, which is an ode to my trekking background, which is fabulous. So
you're making it pretty, though. A pretty warehouse.
Yeah, great. Pallets on the wall with stuff hanging off it.
So you're giving our lady friends another reason to travel to Anchorage,
That's
Alaska
right. That's
to go
right.
to fishy wear.
And we're trying to make it a destination.
That's cool.
And we also have the teaching section so people can take classes or we can do one-on-one
Very
lessons
nice.
With them. So, yeah.
And so can our listeners go online and find your locations? Do you have locations on your website?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then can they buy online or and they can order right online? So they can go and check it out at the shop that's closest to them.
Yep.
Or if they don't have one that's necessarily close enough, they can just order online.
Or urge their local fly shops to start carrying it.
To get one. Yeah.
That's right.
And do you have like a process? Say it came in, it didn't fit or it wasn't the right thought. You know,
they can return it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am so glad we got a chance to spend some time together, Linda.
Yeah.
We have a mutual friend, like you're one of my good friends from Boston area.
Yes.
His daughter works at your company in Anchorage.
Yep. Libby works for me. And she's doing a fabulous job, and it's great having these young people that have an outdoor background and a passion, and she's learning to fly fish.
That's amazing.
She's doing great, and her dad is so proud of her.
It dad must, because me and him are fishing buddies. We actually travel together and do some trips to Canada together, and he told me his daughter was living in Anchorage or in Alaska, and next thing I know, I'm getting a text from him saying that Fishyware is going to be there, and his daughter's working for the company, and maybe we could do a podcast. So,
oh, cool.
Ron is your public relations.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Yes. Well, good. It's been so glad to have you. Why don't you give our listeners how to find you online?
Okay. So you can go to fishywear.com, so fishewear.com, and check out our clothing online. Or if you're in Anchorage, stop by. We're off Arctic Boulevard in 40th.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we have a little store there.
And you have a contact page or an email on the site if somebody wanted to reach out to you personally?
Yep, absolutely.
And you encourage those Fishyware users to send in the photos.
Yes, and please send in the photos. We have a lot of social media following for Instagram and Facebook. And we'll definitely post pictures. So please send us pictures wearing Fishyware or with a fun fish. We'd love to see those experiences. So.
Well, thanks for being here at the podcast, Linda.
Fellow Inuktitut.
Yes, and we'll see you in Edison.
Awesome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Fly Fishing Journeys with your host, Rob Giannino. To be notified of new episodes, subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Podcasts. You can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. For past episodes, check out flyfishingjourneys.com. Fly fishing is a journey, and we're glad you're on this journey with us.